The Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to the land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
You may be seated. Well, as I said, it is really good to be back in Cox Chapel this morning. I have missed all of you. And I have missed my weekly presence here in this place, but I am so grateful for the opportunity that I've had to rest, to recharge, to be with my family, to worship plan for the fall, and to continue the work of adult ministry here at the church. I wish I could say that rest has been easy to find in these last several weeks that I have been gone, but even with the weeks off from weekly preaching, it's hard to find respite, especially when you have two little ones. Let me just give you a real life example, full transparency into my daily reality lately. Last week, I had a crazy work day, one of those days with meetings back to back to back. It started with an all-staff meeting and then a meeting about this upcoming Advent season. Then Stanton and I had several interviews for our new Cox Chapel worship coordinator and so on. It was one of those nonstop days that's just so jam-packed that it seems almost impossible to find time to even go to the bathroom. You know, days like this. On top of the busyness, I was also suffering from major allergies, which I do about once or twice a year. I had to step out of two meetings because I couldn't stop coughing from whatever's been circulating in the air these last few weeks. My head just felt like a giant balloon. So 5:30 hit that day, and I ran to pick up my kids downstairs. I got them home, and my gracious husband said to me, "You look exhausted. Just go lay down and rest a while." So I changed into comfortable clothes, I got into my bed, and I turned on a new show I started on Netflix. I took one sigh of relief, and then I heard a little knock on the door. I quickly looked to the doorknob, and I instantly realized my mistake. I forgot to lock it. "Mama," my two-year-old son said. I'm not proud of this, but I remember I prayed, "Please, Lord, distract him. Just make him go away, anything to make him leave." But slowly, the doorknob turned, and before I knew it, he had climbed his way onto my bed with his hands covered in peanut butter crackers. He picked up my water cup from the nightstand, dropped it all over the floor. And then in the time it took me to wipe up the mess, he'd exited my Netflix, clicked the PBS Kids app on the iPad, and started that same episode of Daniel Tiger that I have seen probably 45 times now. "Rest a while," Matt had said. "Yeah, right," I realized, "rest. We'll rest when we're dead," my grandma says. And lately, that has never felt more true. Let's pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In verse 31 of our gospel text this morning, we are told that the apostles were continuously coming and going and that they had no leisure even to eat. This verse perfectly captures my experience lately as a full-time working mom. And I'm sure many of you can relate to, whether you have small children or not, we all know, or at least at one time or another, have known the feeling of being overwhelmed with life's to-dos. Coming and going with no leisure even to eat. It's a succinct description of the lives of many people today, actually. Think about it. Too busy to pause for a real lunch, young professionals munch on vending machine food while working at their desks. Teens grab a bagel for breakfast on their way out the door to school. Parents and children drive through a succession of fast food restaurants between after-school lessons and sports practices. Commuters sip double lattes on the early morning drive and pick up takeout on the way home. Toddlers, mine included, graze on portable finger foods so that their meal schedules don't interrupt with the other things we adults need to accomplish. We are a people besieged by activities and responsibilities that reshape even basic functions of life like eating. Surely we understand life's continuous pace of coming and going that precludes us at times from even having the leisure to eat. To this, Jesus says, "Come away to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest a while." Doesn't that sound so soothing? To hear the voice of Jesus instructing you not to do more, not to continue healing the sick, not to preach and prophesy, not to multiply the loaves or baptize the nations, but to come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while. You see, the disciples also were besieged with activities and responsibilities, ones we would even consider to be holy and righteous. But Jesus knew that even when our work is for the cause of love or justice, we cannot maintain a pace that never pauses for rest. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. I've been thinking a lot about what that means this summer, to rest. For many of us, our pace changes in the summer. We break for school, we take time off for vacation. Many of us even escape the heat of Dallas and spend our summers where it's cooler. And yet, we don't always return rested, do we? You see, I'm not sure the rest Jesus is inviting the disciples to do here is about getting more sleep, seizing a vacation, or breaking from busy schedules to binge watch Netflix, although there may be a time for those things. But is that what restores us? Now, I think what Jesus is after here is a call to attend to our souls, to our spiritual and emotional needs. In that sense, then, Jesus is not just talking to those of us who are busy, but to all of us who do not stop to think, to meditate, to ponder, to wonder, to pay attention, or even to pray. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. A deserted place all by yourself. Here's what I know about deserted places, whether they're literal or metaphorical. In any desert place, there is no noise besides our own noise. There is no presence besides our own presence and the Holy Spirit. And there is no company besides maybe the plants and animals. In the desert, the poet writes, there is no peace if our heart has no peace. And in the desert, there is only fear if our hearts live in fear. You see, it's in the desert that we finally hear the words that we speak. We hear the silence we produce, and we begin to pay attention to the movements of our body. This is what happens in the desert. We become self-aware. I mentioned this to some of you last week. I recently signed up for an Outward Bound trip coming up at the end of September and going through the first week of October. I'll be rock climbing at Oregon's Smith Rock State Park. It's a 7-day journey with no cell phones, no contact with friends or family, just myself and a team of 8 to 10 strangers trying to summit a spire. I had to fill out a lot of paperwork last week where I was asked a series of questions like, how well do I expect to do without a cell phone for a week? What are my coping mechanisms for stress? How much do I rely on my friends and family for support? And how do I expect to manage without them while enduring physical strain and mental pressure? It was an intimidating series of questions to answer, but it affirmed my initial decision to sign up for the course. You see, I need to come away to a deserted place and rest a while. Rest like only a desert can provide. I need it like a spiritual practice. I need it to pause and pay attention to my own heart, to know my own movement, and to see how it is that I am living my life. This is what spiritual practices are for, don't you know? Not just to exhale sighs of relief from days full of meetings and children to raise, but to know ourselves again and to know the Spirit. Now, I don't pretend to think for a second that we all can take a week off from life and rock climb a mountain in Oregon. This may be a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me. But I do know that we seem to have forgotten the spiritual practices that the desert offers us. Prayer, meditation, silence. I read this week that most Christians tend to have a very secular sense of the Spirit, and therefore we tend to correlate spiritual life with daily stuff we love doing, like cooking, reading, walking the dog, and so on. And these aren't bad things. In fact, I think they can be sacred activities. But very few understand that spiritual disciplines actually entail painful processes of learning to listen. And this is the invitation that Jesus offers. Come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while. This kind of desert rest we resist. But this kind of desert rest is essential for our well-being. Because here's the thing. We need to reform ourselves as the body of Christ. Otherwise, we may be broken and poured out so often that we struggle to be useful as Christ's hands and feet in the world. We may even become so caught up in the busyness of ministry that we forget to spend time with the God who directs our preaching, our teaching, our healing, and our justice-seeking endeavors. So my challenge to you in these last few weeks of summer is to come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while. Take a class on centering prayer, download a meditation app, challenge yourself to sit in silence. Embrace the desert as a spiritual practice so the Spirit can meet you and restore you. I'm sure you noticed this, but after Jesus' invitation, the disciples went away in a boat, but many saw them going and recognized them. The crowds followed them and actually arrived ahead of them, so before they're able to get out and rest, the crowds meet them with more demanding needs. Look, if it were easy, we wouldn't need Jesus to tell us to do it. So we too could blame the crowds for interrupting our efforts. Or we could recognize that our lives and ministries won't be nearly as effective if we don't spend time with the God who calls us, and we could keep trying. Spiritual disciplines are not just about piety, friends. They're essential to our own well-beings and also to everyone else's. So come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while. Will you? Amen.